Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Welcome back to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. It's summer, and that means fantasy football draft season is officially here. I'm Faraz from Upper Hand Fantasy. I help fantasy football players dominate with data that actually matters, strategy that works, and insights that give you an edge every single week. Last season, we helped hundreds of listeners win leagues by spotting breakout players and diamonds in the rough before the rest and building draft strategies that give you the upper hand in every round. My goal with every episode is simple: give you clear, actionable steps rooted in data and proven strategy, all with one goal in mind: winning your redraft and dynasty championships. Now to the Browns. This is such an interesting offense for fantasy because they are literally projected to score the fewest points in the entire NFL, yet we're looking at several players here for fantasy. Let's start with the quarterback situation. The word is that Joe Flacco is in the lead to become a starter. What does that mean? Another loss year for the Browns, but you know, we know that Joe Flacco has, you know, made fantasy wide receivers very, very relevant, right? Which is good. Now, can he continue that? He's getting older. I don't know. Kenny Pickett apparently is the number two, and then the rookies will have to catch up. My bet is that Shador will get a shot at some point this season. Now, can we assume Flacco will be the quarterback all year? I don't think so, and that's why I don't know how comfortable I am drafting Browns receivers. I don't think there will be any quarterback who is fantasy relevant this year, maybe outside of Flacco for a handful of starts at best. You know, most likely, like, he has a big game, you know, 3 touchdowns, 300 yards, and then we start him the week after as a streamer, and, like, he doesn't do anything, right? Totally can see that happening. Jerry Jeudy is the presumed wide receiver one on this team, wide receiver 38 price tag, and, you know, that might seem like a value on paper. But like I said, you know, we might go through this entire quarterback room as starters at some point this year. That doesn't sound like a fantasy-friendly situation to me. But also, you look at Jerry Jeudy and take that shot, you know, after he finished as the wide receiver 26 last year, I get it. But you have to consider Cedric Tillman. He's going all the way down at wide receiver 65 off the board. Like, do you remember before he got hurt? Like, once Tillman got the full-time role from week 7 to 11, Jeudy had a 20% target share. Tillman had a 22% target share. So, you know, he's going to be back. And not only that, let's not forget about Diontae Johnson. He is the best wide receiver in this room, and it's not close, you know, but, you know, it seems like he's morphing into a bit of a diva again, and that's going to affect whether he stays on this team and whether he gets playing time and all that. A lot of variables there, but he's easily the best separator here. If he gets anywhere near a full-time role, he is going to outpace these guys in targets pretty easily. He's been a target earner his whole career up until he got traded out of Carolina last year. So for me, when I look at this room, why take a shot on Jerry Jeudy? Like, I'd be looking at Tillman, Diontae, or just avoid this wide receiver situation overall. Especially, again, you know, given the fact that this Browns team is projected for the lowest points this season. Now, David Njoku is a different story. Njoku was solid all around last year, multiple quarterbacks. He had 4 top 5 finishes in his 8-game sample of full games played last year. I'm not really worried about Harold Fannin in year 1 competing with Njoku. He's going off the board as a tight end 11, Njoku is. I think that's a very solid price. You know, once Tyler Warren is off the board, I'm good going to Njoku as my next tight end target. You know, kind of like the last tight end I'm comfortable starting every week, even with the quarterback instability, you know, before he gets into the streaming territory in drafts. Now, as far as this backfield is concerned, I think a lot of people are looking at what Nick Chubb did here and saying, Quinshon Judkins is going to come and fill this role and it's going to be just as awesome. I mean, Chubb didn't have a great role. Chubb was just an amazing talent in a subpar role for fantasy. He was an early down back who had zero role in the receiving game and came off the field in any passing situation. That's not a good fantasy role at all. But because Nick Chubb was so good, you look at his last two full seasons under Stefanski, he turned 13.4 expected fantasy points per game into 16.6 in 2020. And then in 2021, he turned 13.2 expected fantasy points per game into 15.5. So basically, he turned RB2 opportunity into RB1 production. Are we expecting Quinshon to do the same? Nick Chubb was one of the most efficient running backs in the NFL those years. You can't say the same about Judkins in college. He was productive, but actually not amazing after contact, even though he looks like he should be. He's not as elusive, not as explosive, and he's not a great receiver either. So Dylan Sampson, Jerome Ford, these guys can be involved. It can get pretty annoying, and again, on the lowest projected offense in the NFL. So do we want to draft the early down back for that team? You know, when they'll be in negative game scripts? Current underdogs in 16 of 17 games this upcoming season at a price of RB24? I'm good on that, personally.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.